Welcome to GamerCast, where the Empire needs you.
Hi, I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is GamerCast episode 11.
11. In
TV! TV cast, man.
It's TV cast.
Gamer TV.
Gamer TV.
Isn't that already used, though? Are we going to find ourselves in deep copyright?
Yes. We may be going against copyright. If there is a GamerCast TV, we apologise. It's GamerCast, though. We own GamerCast.
So tough shit. Right. We've got no letters this week, because I forgot to bring any.
Because we are no longer at Paul's recording. We're at my house, so we can't access the email. So
we can't access
my if there's email. Anything important that's been emailed to us for this show, then we'll put it in next show.
Yep.
If you're wondering what I've got, lightsabers, baby, lightsabers. This radio's been hot. Right. To the news.
I think I'll start off.
Go for it.
Make another Oblivion trailer.
Oh yes.
It came out, man, and it's pretty cool.
Does look good. Does look good. It's nice to be able
to... We just need the game, though.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to see something other than the release trailer.
I've broken your lightsaber.
No! It's nice to see something other than the Oblivion trailer out and actually being able to see a little bit more of the game being played.
Definitely. There you go, I fixed it. It's cool, though, because it shows Todd Howard as a right dweeb.
Yeah.
I think that was an important feature.
As well as, I like the fact you got to see them actually making it. You got to see a guy with a sword swinging it around for animation reference. And
he wasn't for animation, he was just doing it for a laugh.
They call it the same thing.
Yeah.
Animation reference, running around with a sword. We were doing that at uni. What are you doing with that sword? Animation reference. That's what we did for our last animation. I actually were running up and down the corridors with swords filming each other. It wasn't until we actually edited it together we actually got good marks.
But hey.
But anyway, yes. It is on website.
Oblivionportal.com.
Yep.
You can download that. There's a little videos link or some guy posted it on the news, so whatever.
I feel like it's paper and you want to go on a table. Not that I'd do it to your tablet, but you know what I mean.
Didn't my tablet, I'll break your neck.
World of Warcraft news. Tomorrow is the holiday! Lunar holiday. Starts 27th of January and finishes on the 14th of February. I won't go into too much details. If you want more details, go to the website, but it's basically...
It's a boring World of Warcraft festival, which is really boring.
Yeah. Well, it's as good as Christmas. I'm looking forward to it. It basically means that you can go to the Moonglade, which is...
What's that?
It is a place where both sides can go to and you're not allowed to fight. It's kind of like a pace of peace. It's a place of peace.
There you go. You got the words out.
Yeah. For both sides. Druids can go there automatically because they can warp, so I can just go there for free. Everybody else has got to fight your way to it. But the good thing about it, for all those lower level people that are not druid and are not going to be able to get to the Moonglades, festival will be held at Booty Bay.
Bow chicka bow wow!
I've
always wanted to do that.
Thunder Bluff and Stormrun Sea. So go check it out. There's some clothes that you can wear. It's all kind of chilled out. Have a festival. Buy some fireworks and fire them off into the air. Rock.
That's always what bugged me about World of Warcraft is you can't... It's realm-based. Which is annoying. Because, you know, if I'm an orc, I'm going to hang out with some humans because they're my mates, man. Oh, wow, you got Dune down there. Cool.
Yeah, Dune on DVD. Brought to you by GamerCast. Right.
What else have you got that I haven't noticed yet?
Many things. Under that sheet there is my Matrix jacket. It's Neo's jacket from the last Matrix film.
I'm having your Darth Vader thing. I'm having those Elite things and the Master Chief thing, and I'll have some of those Star Wars figures as well. Thank you.
Right,
what have I got?
Battlefield.
Oh, Battlefield 2 expansion pack. I think it's an expansion pack. I didn't really pay any attention. Fury Forces has been delayed. Boo-hoo. It's a crap game anyway, so whatever.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say about that.
Right. Nintendo news. Yeah, Nintendo... Nintendo made a deal for the free firewire to be released in Ireland. So...
Hardcore, man.
If you live in Ireland, there's going to be 270 BT setup places through Ireland that will be absolutely free. So I imagine that's probably near enough most of the McDonald's and most of the pubs. No, not all the pubs, because there's a lot of pubs in Ireland. So
yeah, there's probably at least 270,000.
Yeah, so I'd say...
But...
I don't know, it might be worth, if you live in Ireland, it might be worth checking out. I imagine the majority of them would probably be McDonald's, but if it's BT, they could be anywhere in most of the main cities like Dublin and stuff like that. So, which is cool, it's a nice move, you know, they're pushing it forward, pushing it a lot more in Japan. They just need to get it free out here.
I mean, that's the trouble with Wi-Fi in Europe, it's all fucking password protected.
Yeah.
You've got to go and register with BT or whoever just to fucking access it, while in the US you just get open networks, which is really cool. But I can't.
Sorry, I just had to do that. What else? A few...
Sorry, I just had to do that.
A few online...
Hey, Wester, look, lightsabers! Dude! Dungeons lightsabers!
And... Check out a few websites. Dungeons and Dragons Online, they're another game, massive multiplayer online game being pushed forwards. And Star Trek Online.
Nerd Trek.
It's looks quite nice. They've got some pictures.
Well, look, what is it based in?
This is the thing. They're not really saying much information about it. I haven't read up too much.
Because if it's fucking Voyager or whatever,
no,
or Enterprise.
No, it's none of them. It's further on in the future from the looks of it. I've checked out the uniforms. Ooh.
Ah, who's that?
Hadjula.
Oh, it's not Kajitboy, is it?
Kajitboy.
Kajitboy.
Yeah. From the looks of the uniforms, it's a little bit further forward. I'm no Trekkie, so I can't really give you any...
They should set it in the Next Generation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that is hardcore. You know, you can try and break into the Enterprise when it's docked at your station and try and shake hands with Patrick Stewart.
Well, that was the great thing about Star Wars Online, was the fact that you could go meet Han Solo. I have a picture of me going... like that, with my character putting both thumbs up and doing a little dance, stood in between Han Solo and Chewbacca. Which was like, you know...
And then he was kicked out of the pub.
It was the best thing to go to a canteen and hang out with Chewie. But, no, from some of the concept pictures, it looks quite good. For a Trek fan, it might be great. To be honest, they haven't really said what it's going to be like. If you're going to have be on your own ship, if your guild could have its own ship, or what.
I know.
There's many possibilities for the Star Trek universe. So.
It's Star Trek, right? But you're not on a ship. There's no space. You're just on one planet in the Federation. And you just get to walk around and talk to people. So in reality, it's just like MSN chat with virtual people.
Yeah, that would be crap.
It probably will be crap, you know, honestly.
What else
has we got? Grand Theft Auto, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, the PSP version.
Liberty City Stories.
Is being put onto the PlayStation 2. Now that's a straight convert.
Well, hey.
You know.
How boring.
I think a lot of people are going to be getting sick of Grand Theft Auto. It needs to be left for sick. A while.
Number 3 was good. Vice City...
Number 3 rocked.
Vice City, well...
It was groovy, but it wore out quick.
More the same. Yes, the style was quite good, but come on. Where's the fun?
To be honest... the whole cheesiness of it being in the 80s for Vice City, I liked.
The soundtrack was good.
Yeah, and the whole samurai sword and the bikes and stuff. But you looked at it and you're like, oh, there's so much cool stuff here, but I wish it was on number 3. And then San Andreas. No, thanks. I've had it, got rid of it.
They just bored me. I couldn't even do the first couple of missions without just getting bored and just putting Civilization 4 on. Civ 4!
What else?
Star Wars Empire at War.
Star Wars Empire at War, 17th of Feb. Buy this game. If you're not a Star Wars fan, come and see me.
Star Wars is lame.
It is looking good. It's going to be one of the first RTSs where in one campaign you can be in space and on land at the same time. So the Empire's coming from the outside. rebels are on the ground, and you kind of meet in the middle, or meet on the ground, or meet in the space, and it's like...
So, in one mission, there's space bits to it.
Yeah. So it's not like...
So it's like a map.
Two different games where it's like, right, this one's a space one, and this one's a land one. Yeah.
So it's sort of like what they nearly did with StarCraft. Where you could have, like, they had space platforms, but for intents and purposes, it's the same thing as the ground.
There is a gap between the two from the looks of it, in the sense that you're sending your troops down, and then they're landing, you move to your landing area on the ground, and then you deploy your AT-ATs, and away you go. But then if you can get...
Well, when's that coming out?
17th of Feb.
Is there a demo for it out yet?
Not that I know of, but if anybody out there knows there's a demo, let us know. I'm dying of
I'm having a look now, man.
Have a look now. I can't see what's next on the list.
Next on the list, March releases. Yes. Oh no, wait. Monkey Ball Touch and Roll.
Yes, as well. Another 17th of Feb release on the DS. Super Monkey Ball Touch and Roll. Which Monkey Ball was a great game. Very addictive. To be honest, on the DS, using the pen, what more can you ask for on a train journey?
It's on the DS?
Yeah.
How boring.
Oh, don't start getting on the DS, is ass. DS rules. Nintendo. You found it, yeah?
I'm just looking for a download link now.
Right. March releases, obviously, since the 360 has been released. Ooh, what have you found?
They've released one. It came out. When did it come out? A couple of days ago.
Ooh, there is a demo out. I imagine it's probably on PC Gamer, so I might...
Release the playable demo. Let's see if we've got a download link. Yep, 709 megabytes. Should I get that now? I'll get it now.
Cool, we're going to download it now and have a play.
If it downloads in time.
Right, go back to the list. What else we got?
All the March release crap.
March releases, unfortunately, from the looks of things on the net, NHL 2K6 and NBA 2K6 has been delayed. It was supposed to be released this Friday on the 26th. It is the 27th, it's Friday, isn't it? Yeah. 27th of July. January. Were we in January? Yeah.
Yeah, we're in January.
In January. So, unfortunately, it's been pulled back till March from the looks of all the dates on the internet, which is a bit of a shame, but I'll still wait for it. As well as in March, we've got Ghost Recon, which is going to be absolutely amazing.
About Bloody Time.
Yeah, that one's...
Yeah, come on, people.
As well as Oblivion.
Yeah, assuming it makes that March. We've got a poll on the Oblivion site, OblivionPortal.com, where we've got like people reckon it's going to come out. Most people reckon... Come on, server, come on. Okay, never mind. Here it is, yeah. The results. The results are 65% of people reckon it's coming out in March.
Yeah, I
but
surprised.
Since that's not really based on anything other than retailer release dates, which don't really matter anyway, who really gives a shit? You know, although saying that, if they've released the making of trailer, they've got to be,
coming to an end. You know, I imagine they're being pushed hard to get it out just for the fact that it is a major weighted game because, one, there's a lot of people on 360 wanting it, and the fan base for PC is immense, so it's going to be good.
Yep.
What's next?
Next, Fight Night. That's coming out in March as well.
Yeah, Fight Night.
Did I mention that?
I'm not a real big boxing fan, but I've downloaded it off Marketplace. I like playing on it.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good. Yeah. The thing that I like about it is you don't have... like the URLs going across the top of the box with it.
A user interface.
Yeah, and you haven't got like your boxer's name at the bottom with his amount of power in it. And
you've just got literally the fight.
Yeah.
There's no crap in the way like health bars or funky five-hit combo, blah, 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 announcement crap.
Yeah.
It's really just the fight now.
It's just boxing. Great.
Dead or
boxing.
Alive 4 is out tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, Dead or Alive 4 out tomorrow.
Should I buy it?
By the way, this is the 26th.
Oh shit, yeah, this isn't the Sunday. This is for the first day, so that's why we're all confused.
So, Dead or Alive is out. Go buy it.
Yeah, it's out. Buy it. Here's my copy, which I can't buy yet, because we're recording it early.
Okay,
Topspin? Did you say that?
Yeah, Topspin as well.
Topspin, NBA, NHL, whatever.
A few others, as well as the Ridge Racer 6 is already out at the moment. I've had a play at work. Not impressed. It was good on the PSP.
It was, let's say, what's the word I'm looking for? Shit. It was shit. There we go.
Yeah, I can agree. The only one thing that is good about it... The only thing that is good about it is on Marketplace, they have downloadable tracks. Extra
tracks.
That's
the point. What the frack is it called? My phone. Marble Blast Ultra. That's just been released on Marketplace.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to download that. Who was that?
Yeah, because we've got Street Fighter coming out soon as well from downloadable Marketplace. But, it's nicer that you can have downloadable tracks and unlockable cars from Marketplace for Ridge Racer 6. Which I thought was quite a nice touch.
Yeah.
As well as a new release this March by Nintendo in Japan.
Oh, here we go. This is the other thing.
Yep, the Nintendo DS Lite. It's a new Nintendo DS. It's 30% lighter than the original Nintendo DS, and it looks quite sweet. There's no pictures yet. It's just technical pictures of what it looks like. But it's a lot thinner, slimmer. They didn't really say if they've taken...
Hey, Catherine. That's what I'm just to worry. She wanted to know how the smashing of the PS2 was going. But we're not doing that. We're recording the episode.
Yeah. Hi. Right. That's pretty much it. It comes out in March. It's looking pretty sweet. I must admit, I've been thinking about getting a DS again, and I think I'll probably get one of those.
I would get a DS if... No, I wouldn't get one, actually, no.
I was waiting for you to say if hell freezes over, then. I have a cool t-shirt that says, when hell freezes over, I'll snowboard there, too.
Okay.
Right, yeah, that's pretty much it for the news.
That's our list,
man. That's it for the news. Right, we'll, I think it's for the PS2 smashing now. Right,
yeah.
We'll
cut to
the PS2 torture and deliberation of the console itself.
Yeah. So that's what we're cutting to right now.
Right. My God, that was awesome.
Yep, that was totally awesome. Bow chicka bow. That's my phone again.
Phone's going again. If you have any more ideas what we could do to a PS2, and if you've got a PS2 you could give us, because now we don't have any more PS2s. We only had the one. I must admit, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. So please don't destroy our bandwidth, because we are hosting a video episode this week with like cool footage PS2 being destroyed in it. So go easy on the server.
Yeah.
Go easy, man.
Don't care.
Yeah. Go easy.
But that's pretty much it for the video one. I hope you liked the video version. We will be releasing this as an audio download for the people that are...
Yep, there's an audio version. There's a video of just the PS2. And then there's this video thing with the PS2 in it as well.
Yep. And that's pretty much
that's it. Just start to close a bit. Feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net. There's the blog itself at gamercast.net. We should really just record this and then just copy and paste it into all the episodes.
Yeah, we'll do a real cool one.
I know it's not Sunday.
But it is Sunday. Everybody that's watching this, it's Sunday.
Just close the episode, man.
Okay, right, I'll close the episode.
Oh, yeah, but the forums. You can post feedback on the forums as well, portforums.net.
Yeah, portforums.net. Please put your ideas on. Let us know what you think about this video version. I'm estimating we're up for doing a few more.
Yeah.
It won't be as regular.
It won't be very regular because it costs a lot of money. Because we have to buy... We bought this video camera out of our own pocket money. So, yeah, man, that was like £600.
You got pocket money? I had to beg for money. My knees hurt!
So yeah, if you want to donate money to us, then yeah. You can send money via PayPal to paul@xbox360degrees.com and I will make sure he gets some of it as well.
But yeah, if you let us know if you'd like us to do some more of these. I must admit the audio ones are a lot easier for people to download, shove onto their portable.
And it's a lot less fucking work.
Yeah, you know, we can just turn up, record the episode and move on. So
I mean, normally I don't have to, like, put clothes on. You know, I just get out of bed and just record it and then go back to bed. You know, video, I've got to, like, put clothes on and stuff, man.
You gotta look respectful.
Do you? I do.
Right. Well, that's it for me.
And that's it for me as well.